Hey, this is Craig Ferrantino of Craig James Financial. Get ready for another financial report right here on 103.9 LI News Radio.
Craig Ferrantino is a registered representative offering securities and advisory services to United Planners Financial Services, member FINRA SIPC. Craig James Financial Services and United Planners are not affiliated. Material discussed is not to be construed as specific investment, tax, or legal advice, and is not a recommendation to buy or sell any securities.
All righty, ladies and gentlemen, the website, very important, associated with the great Craig James, craigjamesfinancial.com, as we have a fantastic one-hour deal tonight. You got to register, which Mr. Ferrantino will explain, presented by he on cyber privacy, five steps to protect your online identity. Very important stuff. Dow losing 55 at its closed futures, down as well, about 160 or so. As we speak, and we say very good morning to Craig Ferrantino. Sir, how are you?
Good morning, Jay. Yes, thank you for that introduction. That's all that is correct. The markets, the futures looking good. We had a slightly negative day. Those that follow Bitcoin, though, it's hitting 62,700. Another cryptocurrency named Ethereum also hitting new highs. That's pretty big, you know. The question is, the IRS now can tax Bitcoin and other cryptocurrencies. Of course, they don't want to miss the game, so I just want to let your listeners know that. And also know that with Megan last week, they have an extension until May 17th for your tax return. So even though we're at April 13th, with normally two more days, you have to have your tax returns in. They do not have to be in, so very, very important. All right, yes, the markets are kind of a little they slightly lower on Monday, really following the rally, the 2% rally from last week, really showed there was optimism around the vaccine distribution. And, I've gotten so many offers now to get vaccinated. I am vaccinated. I have so many offers to get vaccinated now. I mean, it seems like there's plenty of vials for anybody that needs it. So just please keep that in mind. Stocks really sort of on Monday took a breather. The Federal Reserve Chairman, Jerome Powell, really reiterated the Fed support for economic recovery. He did so on 60 Minutes, which I finally got a chance to. It was a lot of buzz we talked about yesterday, Jay. And there was a lot of buzz about what he said. Basically, he's saying what I heard him say, and I don't think it's not in the not all out there, but he's basically saying that the fact that, wages, as soon as you start to increase rate wages in the United States, companies could shift jobs overseas. And basically so that he thinks things would be very stable because companies basically saying that we're globalists. That's basically what he was saying. We could always find a place that could do the same job that we do here in America or somewhere else for the same price. And so what that does, that keeps wages very low for the last 20-plus years, with the exception of maybe the last few years. And it keeps wages very low. And I was a little – I don't think that was picked up. He did say that if you watched the 60 Minutes interview. So anyway, so I think that doesn't bode well for American workers. I think that basically saying we may be paying more for products, but that's temporary. But after that temporary period, perhaps the summer goes – so maybe the markets reacted a little bit to what he was saying in that interview on Sunday. But nonetheless, he was basically saying that your wages probably will be stagnant like they have been since like 1980 for the next 20 years or so. Not a good prospect, but because that your jobs will be done. So nonetheless, that's what I got out of it. We have a lot of news for today. I mean, we're just starting to get into the next quarter earnings season. We get the consumer price index at 8:30. We'll see if there's any inflation attached to that, which a bunch of other CPI numbers year over year. And we get the real average week, which is everything I just discussed, real average hourly earnings year over year. So all that comes out at 8:30. So we got our eyes set on in the next hour or so just to see what that looks like. The real average weekly earnings is the earnings adjusted for inflation. So if inflation's up 1% and you got a 1% raise, then your real average weekly earnings is zero. So just so you keep that in mind. So you really have to be out there with some better numbers than that. It is hard to find employees, so that shouldn't drive some prices up there, particularly here on Long Island. So there's some other great news out there. I mean, we have, there's always news when it comes to Jeff Bezos. He's endorsed a higher corporate tax rate that the new administration may have. But if you look at his balance sheet, it's not going to cost him anything. So he could say anything he wants because he basically doesn't have a game. He hasn't had a game in Amazon for many years. So, you could raise taxes on gains, on any profits a company makes. But if you keep acquiring things, then it's going to be very difficult to tax something because you're making expenditures. Facebook will not notify the 533 million users exposed in the online database. Somebody was able to, what we call, scrape the database at Facebook for 533 million names, which includes cell phone numbers, personal information about you. As you know, Facebook now requires, if you haven't been on, you haven't been that active, if you sign on only once in a while, they're going to ask you to provide an ID, some sort of government-issued ID. Which is very unusual, but the question is, what are they doing with that information? And in addition to that, if you've given your passport or your New York State driver's license, you have to be subject to hacking at some point down the road. So we'll be talking about that tonight, Jay. Really, the cyber privacy, five steps to protect your online identity. We're going to talk about the Facebook scrape. We'll talk about how to work with Facebook in a more private way. Very, very important presentation tonight at 7 to 8 o'clock. It's a free webinar for our clients as well as any of the people who listen to your show. People who have done it have taken that little class a couple of times because it's felt it's helped them make more private. Maybe they're not part of it. 533 million names that were taken out and now publicly available on the deep web. And so that's tonight. We'll be discussing how to work with your password, how to protect yourself, what browsers and what search engines to use, and we'll go into some other things for some truly very, very good basics. I'll be teaching the same course to the Financial Planning Association of Long Island in another 2 weeks, and that's 430 financial advisors. So they've asked me to teach that course to them as well. So very, very interesting. Same exact course tonight. Go to our website, craigjamesfinancial.com/events. Just click on the event and you can see it tomorrow, April 14th. We'll be talking about from 9 to 9:15, the Ferentino 15, traditional and Roth IRAs. We're going to discuss the difference between the two and how you can still make your 2020 contribution before it's too late. So that's 15 minutes tomorrow, April 14th, 9 to 9:15. So two good events, Jay, for your listeners, for the general public out there. We certainly take questions. We want to make sure you understand the materials in both instances. And it's got some slides. It's got some funny, we'll actually show some articles from the papers of people who've been sadly violated online, which is about 65% of the population have had some sort of breach in their lives. So we want to make sure people understand what they can do to avoid those things. Tomorrow we'll be talking about the most important aspect of your retirement, particularly if you're younger, traditional and Roth IRAs, make your contribution before it's too late. So that's tomorrow, 9 to 9:15. So we've got some great stuff coming up, Jay.
That is good stuff. Back to back, belly to belly. That's a great John Sterling would say. Hey, you mentioned the shot and the FDA, and this just came through about a half an hour ago, along with the CDC and prevention recommending a pause now, the rollout of the Johnson & Johnson COVID vaccine. Several instances of a severe blood clot in recipients. So I think there were six reported cases of this rare and severe type of blood clot. Six out of 6.8 million J&J vaccine recipients so far. And by the way, all were women there. So a little bit of a pause, something they should do out of precaution. But they're going to look at this. And listen, when you're vaccinating that many, you're going to find a couple of situations like this with reactions and everything else. So they're going to put a pause. So if you're scheduled with the J&J, I guess there'll be a pause in the shot until they can investigate a little bit further there. So that's just coming through. You brought up the shot. I wanted to give that out there.
On a lighter note, there's a shortage of ketchup packets. I know you've been very upset about that. There's Heinz reports that they can't get enough ketchup packets out. So they're promising the American public a 25% increase in the production of ketchup packets in order to meet demand. There you go.
I'm glad you brought that up. I was never more furious last week when I stopped at a Chick-fil-A, okay, and I ordered my original chicken along with a medium fry, and I was only given one packet. Now, how do you put one packet on the sandwich, which I like, and then you have whatever remnants on my fries? So I probably had about 11 fries in there to have a dot of ketchup for 11 fries. You know, it kind of ruined the whole situation for me for the final six or seven fries in which I had to go bare. So not good. Not happy about that.
Good.
You're right. And that accentuates. It made me see red. I'll tell you that much.
Okay.
But I'm glad you brought that up, and we will be tuning in tonight, 7 to 8. Cyber identity, very important. Craig will present those five steps. I will be on this time, I promise you, making a note. 7 o'clock, and of course, we always love the Ferentino Fabulous 15 that you'll get tomorrow morning. Sir, stay well, stay healthy, okay? We'll talk to you then. I'll see you tonight.
Okay, Jay, thank you. Great to see you. We'll see you tonight.